Welcome back to Small Town Talk. Today we are here with the crew that are putting together the Lunar New Year's. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Karen Butler, president.
You are the president.
Multicultural Association of Edmonds, who puts on the Lunar New Year Edmonds celebration.
And I am Nikki Glaros. I serve as secretary of the board of our organization, which is a Multicultural Association of Edmonds.
And I'm Schubert Ho, and I am an in-house web designer, I guess, and a personal chef.
For the person who needs no introduction.
For me, yeah. So I do things related to food and websites, I guess.
What a combo.
Right?
I did not know that about you. I didn't know you were doing websites,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Only for me.
Only for me.
Maybe. It's your fallback
right.
plan.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If the food thing ever falls back, you can always go into to web design.
Exactly.
You know, he may need some help with that. I'm having a rough time about my website.
If you need a hack web designer, yes, I'm your man.
Well, I'm already a hack web designer, so maybe not. But... Okay, so you guys are putting on the Lunar New Year on February 10th, right?
Yes.
And what's this all about? How did this start? You know, what made you want to start this? And yeah, let's start there.
Well,
you called me.
I called you.
Somebody
but there's a backstory though, because so is it at least 10 years now? Our friend Diana has been hosting.
I hosted the first one.
Well, I wasn't around. I didn't know that. So
we have been celebrating Lunar New Year. I celebrated it growing up. My mom is from Taiwan, and I grew up in a small town, and there was no like local celebration. We just did small things at our house, or we go to the one Chinese restaurant in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and celebrate at Twin Dragon. And it was wonderful. It was special. It was amazing. And so we wanted our kids to have that celebration as well. So we would celebrate it and invite friends over. We were doing that just in getting our families together, pass out the red envelopes. And then you came to Nikki and Shu. Then we started celebrating at our friend Diana's house. It got bigger and bigger every year. More and more families would take part. And then
COVID happened. And then there wasn't one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess we did start after COVID.
Yeah.
Gosh. You're right. Meanwhile, you know, we are in small town Edmonds and things are happening during COVID where there's like, you know, horrible prejudice happening against the Asian community. And being in Edmonds, which is largely white, even though there's a huge, there's a lot of people, growing diversity that we want to celebrate and help the community understand there's a shared humanity with all of us, right? So anyways.
So Karen organized a Stop Asian Hate rally in April of, what was that,
2021.
The land that time forgot. COVID
yes,
time.
Yes, COVID time.
Which had a huge turnout, though, from the community. So that had happened. And then, I don't know, we just started having conversations about, hey, maybe we could do an event.
Yeah, Nikki was on the Diversity Commission.
I was still on the Diversity Commission. And I just sort of like called and emailed people I knew who I thought might be interested. I think I just met you.
Yeah, what? We just met.
Yeah, I mean, we knew each other sort of, but not really. Not until Streeteries.
That seems so interesting. We had done like Day of the Dead events before too.
Yeah.
And so like it just seemed natural that this is what we would do. Yeah, to add something else because none of us are very busy.
Like, yeah, none of you have a busy schedule at all.
We don't have businesses of our own that we should be spending time on.
But it must have been like, what was it, like fall? Or late fall when we put it all together so fast. Like not even 2 months, I think.
Yeah, and it started out just as Lion Dance at the Winter Market.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple.
very but basic.
I feel like we all had a lot more time then because we weren't as busy from
the pandemic. COVID times.
Well, no, I think it was probably the first big event that happened, like public event that happened in Edmonds, kind of coming out of COVID, because we all had our masks and it was all outside, very socially distanced. Except I remember like so many more people showed up than we were expecting, like
probably several thousand.
Everyone's just trying to get out.
What we were expecting,
and we all hear a lion dance. They're like, I'm getting out.
Right.
Spread out.
I think we were the only lion dance on Lunar New Year in the greater Seattle area.
Oh wow,
that first year in 2020.
So then it became like the only place to go for a lot of people to see that. Then,
right?
Well, it just was, and something to do at Edmonds, because I mean, already we are short on things to do, but coming out of COVID, there was nothing, especially in January.
Yeah,
there was nothing going on, so people just showed up.
Yeah, it was great.
And we went, oh, this could be a thing.
Yeah, it was a really awesome experience. And just to, like, have so many families there and, like, the younger kids just be so excited to see and celebrate it. And,
like, well, and then having, like, Asian American people who live in Edmonds come up to us and be like, I can't believe this is happening in my town. Like, and so, and people were, like, emotional about it, just that. Seeing that representation.
I know I had celebrated since I moved from California 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So that was my first Lunar New Year with lion dance and all the festivities.
All
really?
The time.
Yeah, in that long. Yeah, because I used to celebrate it when I was a child, but then I moved here and I didn't really do any of that.
Yeah.
And found that community yet.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting too, because it's like Edmonds, like you're saying, it's there's not like a ton of, I mean, you do have like Ranch 99 and like up, you know, up on Highway 99, like a heavily like influenced population of like Asian culture and stuff like that. But it's never been like really celebrated. I mean, there's not, you know, a lot of people don't know things like we were talking about, like used to call it Chinese New Year, right? Because people didn't realize that other places celebrated it other than China. You know, if you're not, why would, you wouldn't know that necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really cool to bring it to the community.
And I think inherently those communities on Highway 99, Korean, Chinese, and other nationalities, they all celebrate it in their own ways with either going out to restaurants or going to families and friends, but never in a public manner like they do in the International District in Seattle, where they do have lion dance firecrackers every year. Edmonds had never had that until now, until 2022. And so I think bringing that public piece to the downtown Edmonds core, it being a very community-driven city already, the city of Edmonds and all its patrons. And then having an open space at that time made it easy for us to just execute it. And now it's turned into something way bigger.
Yeah, I mean, so this year there's, it's a whole day of stuff. Like, what is going on this year? We got indoor events, we got outdoor events, we've got VIP packages. I mean, tell us what's happening this year with it.
Lots of indoor, because last year the weather was terrible.
It snowed for like a second too.
Sideways rain. My gosh.
Still people came, which was amazing.
We're trying to make everyone a little more comfortable this year.
Yeah. Yes, the weather was not our friend last year. And so we have several events happening throughout the day, February 10th. Last year we had a gala to kind of fundraise for the Lunar New Year celebration in 2023. And this year we're partnering the fundraising piece with our actual day of Lunar New Year celebration. But the day starts with the free community event at 12 o'clock at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. And it's going to be amazing. We have the Massive Monkeys returning. They came last year and everybody loves them.
They're very cool.
Oh man, amazing. They were just on stage with Malcolm Moore. Very excited to have them back. And then we have the Northwest Wushu Academy. They'll do a performance. We have
Mok Fai
Lion Dance starting us off. And I think doors open at 11:30. So we'll have some things in the lobby as well.
Yeah, there'll be some kids' activities.
Yes.
The concessions will be open.
A couple raffle baskets.
Merch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone loves our merch. Shout out to Lucas, who Fuentes for designing this amazing. It's one of our board members, stuns. And so we'll have our merch available for sale. And then we are showing a short film by Della Chen.
She marches in Chinatown. It's about the Chinese drill team based in their international district, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there's quite a history there, which we will let you all find out about by watching the movie and with the Q&A afterwards. It's an amazing film and story. And so that is all the free, beautiful community event that's happening at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. And from 2 to 6 p.m. at Civic Field, there will be a Lunar New Year market in partnership with the City of Edmonds. And there will even be a beer and wine garden there. Celebrating some Asian-owned beers, Lucky Envelope, and Lad and Lass. And another one. No, that's
I think it's those two. There might be more.
Yes, come to find out. You'll have to come. Come.
And much more.
And much more.
And there'll be food trucks.
Yes, there'll be some Asian.
Are they doing a line dance outside too?
There will be one to kind of close the market.
Okay.
And we'll be there too, selling merch as well. And then at 5:30, about before they close, that's when the lion dance will come, and then usher everybody to the back to the ECA, where our night event will start. And so those VIP tickets that you were talking about, that the doors open about 5:30. We're gonna have some amazing small bites from Bar Dojo, and
swag bags.
Oh yeah, some amazing.
And it's a general admission evening that night, so those VIP ticket holders will get in first.
Oh, very cool.
To get their seats. And then what time are we opening the doors for?
6:30.
Okay. If you have a regular ticket. So it is all ticketed, that evening event. Okay. It's a show. It's like a concert, basically.
And that's got some music and things like that.
Oh, we've got some music. And Massive Monkeys are coming back. Because this will be the daytime. I think they'll do probably some audience participation with the kids, like last year.
But yeah,
nighttime,
last year they did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, so stage, fun. Yeah. But nighttime's going to be their show, so it'll be like a full-on performance.
So this is the first time it's been like a whole like day's worth of stuff, not just like
absolutely
an hour or two at the like market style spot.
Yeah.
And this year inside on stage, so we won't have risk of rain or snow.
Yeah.
But you can come and you don't have to dress like it's...
Oh my gosh, we were so cold last
year. 10 degrees out or raining. Yeah. And
it was so cold.
And then we have Chime Band. That's a local band. And then our headliner is Chinese American Bear, who have their sweatshirt on.
He's wearing some good hair.
They are amazing. I saw them. Our other board member, Lena, saw them. We went to a showcase at the Tractor down in Ballard that they were in. And we just like fell in love with them. They're so fun. They're a duo. They play like really fun. Like it's kind of indie pop. And they're hilarious and fun. And they have a friend comes out and dances dressed as a dumpling. There's some like audience participation. Goodness that happens. They're just really,
I heard really, squishies. Really fun. There might be squishies that get thrown out.
Yeah. Things thrown into the audience. This is going to be a fun concert.
If it's squishies, I know my kids love squishies. That's all.
Yeah.
I never would have thought that would be such a thing. But like my daughter, she's obsessed with them.
I mean, I sometimes buy them for myself. So I'm not going to lie. Okay. I say it's for the kids, but do I need a mango squishy? I might, you know?
Yeah. And really, it's all ages. I mean, if your kid can come and watch a show, it's going to be fun.
Well, tickets aren't that expensive.
And they're really not,
$25 a ticket, right?
Yes, $25.
And then for the VIP is how much? $100?
$100.
$100 comes with special food from Bar Dojo.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
And swag.
Special food.
Swag bags.
Some swag.
With some exclusive.
Amazing totes. Yeah.
Lunar New Year merch in there.
And first come, first serve for the seats, and you get your first pick of seats.
You do.
Right?
And you're supporting the cultural celebration of Lunar New Year for the years to come.
Right.
You're supporting like the diversity and celebration of our community. Like, we just are excited for this event. We're excited to keep doing this event and to like keep growing the event.
And because we're pairing the fundraising with the actual event, the ticket sales go towards future years planning again for whatever we decide to do next.
And yes. do you guys see this future of like just continue to grow this and like like a bigger and bigger thing every year, or like multi-day thing?
We're hoping to support some other celebrations. So we'd love to partner with other community members to put on some other celebrations too.
Yeah. And we have done, that's a good point, Nikki, because we do support the community in other ways. We also supported like a book drive to get some diverse books into the Edmond School District and
Asian Foundation.
Yes.
And we very proudly support the Martin Luther King Day celebration that Level puts on at the Waterfront Center.
And I think we're going to do some Juneteenth stuff.
Yeah, I think we've got some Juneteenth stuff in the works.
This is our big event, but definitely just spreading the goodness of culture and celebration in Edmonds as well. So it could be like just that. I mean, there's a lot of prejudice and ignorance. You know, it happens when you aren't able to communicate and share in celebration and just see the humanity in each other, right? So like the more ways we can do that, the more ways our children, we all have children here, right? Like can grow up in a space that they won't have to feel that in the same way is my hope, is like our dream and why this event is important to us. Plus we love a good party and celebration, but you know, it all matters. So
I think too, like this whole thing is so foreign to so many like people. You know, I remember like when I was a kid and the first time I ever saw like a dragon dance, like I was very scared of it, right? I was very young. And it was like at down to Cielos. I remember pretty vividly, right? Cause like as you're like I think I was in first grade and you see like, you know, that dragon, I was just scared because it was a dragon, right? Is what I thought in my head. And it was down at the Cielos Science Center or the children's where they do the plays and stuff. And but like now my kids are like, we can't wait to see the, you know, like they know all this stuff about it at the same age as I was. And I was just so, you know, in 1990, whatever, oblivious to this. I'm like, what is this thing going on? You know, what is, it was freaking me out. Right. And now they are like, I can't wait to go see the dragon dance and this and that, you know? I mean, my son, we just went out to sushi the other day because sushi is his favorite food. He's like, I can't wait till we go to Japan someday. I'm like, I like your high aspirations of where you think I'm going to take you to Japan to eat sushi. But, you know, it's amazing how it helps, you know, shape our children and help them understand about different cultures, especially like I feel like Asian American culture is a very like in the Northwest is more prevalent than it is in a lot of places. So I think we're pretty fortunate about that. Right.
Right.
But, it never hurts to have like more and more things that your kids can learn about other people's cultures and lifestyles and things that they do.
It makes their world bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And to like have that shared experience, right? Like instead of us having it all in our homes, doing it by ourselves and to just like share in our community with it. That's
speaking of kids, we should also say we've got some great student art that's going to be put up very soon. From students at Seaview Elementary and at Madrona. They've made some Lunar New Year themed art that some downtown businesses are going to be displaying. That happened last year too.
Awesome.
Because then the kids can come down.
What businesses are those going to be at?
Last year, we'll have most of the same ones as last year. And then I'm working with the Ed folks to get some more, hopefully. But All Shoes Restaurants will have it.
Kimberly at
Rogue always put some up.
Walnut,
Field. Shout out to Field by Morgan and Moss, my employer. a bunch of the downtown businesses. I mean, pretty much everybody that we've walked into the last couple of years that we were like, can we put this up? Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So it'll be at a bunch of them. And then what else? And we've got some great, our downtown businesses always really support us. And we've got people helping us like Kimberly at Rogue. She's got a great display up right now that she just does. It's so cute. And she's helping us with some of our merch.
And have you seen the lanterns?
And have you seen the lanterns? Yeah.
We have seen the lanterns.
Yeah.
Magically going up appeared. And down. Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Thank you to Jeff Olson and Cesar.
Oh, who else helped?
Yeah, Cesar helped. Aww. And Raquel. And Dina put those up yesterday.
We're going to full Lunar New Year's vibes this year.
Yes, if only we could get the fire marshal to allow firecrackers.
I was going
to
say, I was going to ask them, are we going to have firecrackers? No.
I've already inquired several times. They've stopped answering my calls now. But it would be like having fireworks. It's, you know, pyrotechnics, technically speaking. And places like the International District can still do it because they're kind of grandfathered into that. But there are alternatives, you know, fake firecrackers through visual audio effects, or
I was gonna say it's an option.
Drone fire.
You really don't want a $400 fee for every firecracker going off, you know?
No, exactly.
No.
I also saw one where somebody ties like 1,000 balloons, red balloons, to a string, and they pull it through something that pops it.
Oh,
and that's kind of creative. I don't think we'll do that.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah,
it seems like a lot of work.
Right.
Well, I feel like doing the speakers or something could maybe work.
Maybe.
But maybe. It's probably not the same effectiveness.
Lion Dance will be loud enough with the drums and things.
Yeah.
So there's that at least.
So if you work for the fire department and you're listening to this, please let us shoot off firecrackers.
Sorry, Carl.
Yes.
I'm sure there's someone we could talk to. Pull some strings. Oh. Or just do it and, you know, beg for forgiveness later.
Yeah. Edit that out.
She can't get it done.
I can't get away with that.
Just hire someone to do it. You know?
It just happened.
It's all right. We'll have fun without it.
It's going to be amazing.
So what? So it starts at 10 o'clock?
Noon
on the 10th at the ECA. Then going over to the market and then back over to the ECA. So all day from noon to 5, you can come down and see stuff without a ticket and just kind of experience it. And then if you want to buy a ticket, they're available online.
Online through the ECA box office.
Yes, or you can just go to lunarnewyearedmonds.com, and the ticket link is right there. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram posts that'll be on the show notes. You know how much I love the podcast verbiage. Yeah.
The evening event will be really fun, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple extra acts there that the day event does not have.
Okay.
That are unique to the evening one.
It's going to be a fun show. Good date night too, if you are one of those people who
don't. Oh, and our restaurants also, Feed Me Hospitality, also will have some Lunar New Year specials, like the longevity noodle at Fire and the Feast, and maybe some other specials at Salt and Iron and Market. So we'll have our own rendition of Asian inspired cuisine at each of those restaurants.
So you can go down to New Year's festival, then go over to your restaurant, get some food.
Yes.
Drink a honey water at the New Year's festival. Get some flowers at
that field. Yes.
Make it an Edmonds kind of day.
Yeah.
Edmonds
kind of day. Only way to go, you know? Why go anywhere else besides just being downtown Edmonds?
Oh, right? It's going to be a great fun day in Edmonds.
Yeah, awesome. We're really excited. And we do need volunteers, right? Like, I think there's a form on our website or something if people are interested in helping out. And sponsorships still available, ways to donate, ways to support. Yeah.
Every dollar counts.
Yes. Yeah. And we're just really excited to bring this to Edmonds and celebrate.
When do we start planning this? Probably June of last year.
Yes.
Yeah. This is our best plan ahead time.
Right.
3 years.
Yeah.
It still feels like.
Now this year, you can just start on February 11th. Yeah. And then,
we had an extra couple weeks this year too, because it just fell a little later.
Yeah, next year's our year. The snake. Year.
Oh yeah.
Well, this year. What is this year?
Oh,
the year of the dragon.
Yeah.
Year of the dragon.
Yeah. And oh my God, the merch looks great.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's one of those sought after years, right? The year of the dragon. Bruce Lee was born the year of the dragon. Mm-hmm. And without knowing exactly what it stands for, can you recite that? No. Well, so you're supposed to be almighty and powerful.
Dragon stuff.
Have all the good traits of being a dragon year.
You'll be like Bruce Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
So it's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
2024. Good year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm more partial to the year of the tiger, but you know.
There you go.
Actually, usually your year is not the best.
Tiger was our first year that we had it. Yeah, I didn't know that until last year when it was. Well, this year, my rabbit year is almost over. Yeah. But
you had an okay year.
I mean,
it could have been better.
Well, I mean, you know, post COVID, it was pretty okay.
Yeah.
right? Things could always be worse. We know now.
Right.
Year of the Dragon. It'll be a good year to come celebrate. It's going to be an awesome party.
And not to be confused with dragon dances. There are dragon dances, but we will have the lion dance.
Yes.
Dragon dances usually take 20 people to run around with like a very, very long dragon on a stick. But this year it's going to be paired lion dances and then the Chinese drums.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do have to do a shout out. Speaking of Madrona School, to the S&D, Sue and Nancy and Nina. Oh, yeah. They always celebrated Lunar New Year and they had Barney the Dragon, and it was made out of like a laundry basket and paper mache. And the third graders got to wear it as the, you know, be in the dragon head. And then every member of the class would be in the very long, I think it was like hula hoops underneath a very long dragon tail that they would hold up.
Oh my gosh, that's
and
awesome.
They would bang the drums and walk throughout the whole school. So my kids also got to grow up with that dragon dance and celebrating Lunar New Year's at Madrona.
Yeah, all the Madrona kids all know about it because of them.
Yes, it's true.
I'm
so
going to get Holy Rosary on this. I'm like, let's do some
dragon dances. Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure they would. We love a good any reason for like a parade or like anything like that. School's always on board.
Yeah, it's a party. In fact, Barney came to our first Lunar New Year celebration, right? And a lot of the Madrona kids were there because they were familiar with it. And that was, I think they still have it, the Cabanas.
You know, you can start slow with the Lantern Festival.
Yes.
And then work your way up to lion dancing and dragon dancing.
There we go. Yeah. We'll get there eventually.
It'd just be like the altar boys that carry the candles down.
Just,
you know?
Just replace them with
replace them with Chinese lanterns.
I'm like, sure they'll go for that.
They already know how to do it.
I'm trying to fully embrace it.
It'll be fine.
Okay, so February 10th, Saturday. Right? That's Saturday. Yep.
I'm trying it is Saturday, February 10th, right before the Super Bowl, I think is the next day. Red everywhere.
excitement and food, and then you can watch Super Bowl the next day, and hopefully all those $2 bills you get from the New Year's will bring you some luck.
You are already decorated for it right here.
You know, red is our color. That is our company's color. So we really embrace the red. Right, fully.
And we will have red envelopes with chocolate coins.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you know, red envelopes. Too. So we'll have some handouts, some free stuff, some red envelopes with chocolate coins that we need to order.
They'll be there.
I'm like,
we'll get them.
They'll be there.
What do you say when someone hands you a red envelope, though? Gongxi fatai.
Oh, yes.
Xinnian kuaile, right?
Yes. We'll give out lessons.
And so what's the alternative to say that if you don't know how to say that? Something you could say if you don't know.
Happy New Year. And I hope you get rich.
Yeah.
Happy New Year and I hope you get rich. Okay. I'll remember that when someone hands me an envelope.
Yes, Gong Chi Fatsai. You got it. I feel like you
Como Chi Fatsai.
Close. I heard a little
Spanish. I put the question mark at the end of my
the tones matter.
No, you should hear me when I like go to like, we went to Italy once and I just could only say bene. That's the only thing I was like, could confidently say. It was like, bene, tutto bene.
Yes.
And the guy like was doing a tour for us. He's like, next time you come to Italy, he's like, you just call me and say, I'm the bene guy. He goes, I'll remember. And I'm just like, bene, tutto bene. You know, I'm like, that's all I can say. I can say anything else. I just didn't have any confidence. You know, everything else is a question mark after that. It's like, are you asking me or are you?
Awesome. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, go to New Year's, Lunar New Year's this year, February 10th. Go see everyone. Go get
hosted
some food.
Hosted by Mimi Jung.
We forgot to say that. Yes.
And Mimi Jung is going to be
Jung
there too.
King 5 is our own Edmunds and Stephen Ono.
Yeah.
Yes.
They will be
Edmunds
MC'd,
by way of
why
Stephen Ono.
Yes.
They're going to be your MCs. Yeah.
And we will have some special guests from the city of Edmunds, city of Linwood at the day event as well. So it'll be an amazing celebration. Yes, please come join in the fun
for the whole family.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll put the links down below so you guys, everyone, look at the links if you want tickets, and have a great day.